laws of justice, which Hammurabi, the wise king, established. A righteous law and pious statute did he teach the land. Hammurabi, the protecting king, am I. I have not withdrawn myself from man, from the man whom Bel gave to me, the rule over whom Marduk gave to me. I was not negligent, but I made them a peaceful abiding place. I expounded all great difficulties. I made the light shine upon them, with the mighty weapons which Zamama and Ishtar entrusted to me, with the keen vision which Ea endowed me, with the wisdom that Marduk gave me. I have uprooted the enemy above and below, in north and south, subdued the earth, brought prosperity to the land, guaranteed security to the inhabitants in their homes. A disturber was not permitted. The great gods have called me. I am the salvation-bearing shepherd, whose staff is straight, the good shadow that is spread over my city. On my breast I cherish the inhabitants of the land of Sumer and Akkad. In my shelter I have let them repose in peace. In my deep wisdom have I enclosed them, that the strong might not injure the weak, in order to protect the widows and orphans. I have in Babylon, the city where Anu and Bel raise high their head, in Esagil, the temple, whose foundations stand firm as heaven and earth, in order to bespeak justice in the land, to settle all disputes, and heal all injuries. Set up these my precious words, written upon my memorial stone, before the image of me as king of righteousness. The king, who ruleth among the kings of the cities, am I. My words are well considered. There is no wisdom like unto mine. By the command of Shamash, the great judge of heaven and earth, let righteousness go forth in the land. By the order of Marduk, my lord, let no destruction befall my monument. In Esagil, which I love, let my name be ever repeated. Let the oppressed who has a case at law come and stand before this my image, as king of righteousness. Let him read the inscription and understand my precious words. The inscription will explain his case to him. He will find out what is just, and his heart will be glad, so that he will say, Hammurabi is a ruler who is as a father to his subjects, who holds the words of Marduk in reverence, who has achieved conquest for Marduk over the north and south, Barashakusha, who rejoices the heart of Marduk, Ninuana, his lord, who has bestowed benefits forever and ever on his subjects, and has established order in the land. When he reads the record, let him pray with full heart to Marduk, my lord, and Zarpanit, my lady, and then shall the protecting deities and the gods who frequent Esagil graciously grant the desires daily presented before Marduk, Barashakusha, my lord, and Zarpanit, my lady. In future time, through all coming generations, let the king who may be in the land observe the words of righteousness which I have written on my monument. Let him not alter the law of the land which I have given, the edicts which I have enacted, my monument let him not mar. If such a ruler have wisdom and be able to keep his land in order, he shall observe the words which I have written in this inscription, the rule, statute, and law of the land which I have given. The decisions which I have made will this inscription show him. Let him rule his subjects accordingly, speak justice to them, give right decisions, root out the miscreants and criminals from this land, and grant prosperity to his subjects. Hammurabi, the king of righteousness, on whom Shamash has conferred right or law, am I. Right and law am I. My words are well considered. My deeds are not equaled. To bring low those that were high, to humble the proud, to expel insolence. If a succeeding ruler considers my words, which I have written in this my inscription, if he do not annul my law, nor corrupt my words, nor change my monument, then may Shamash lengthen that king's reign, as he has that of me, the king of righteousness, that he may reign in righteousness over his subjects. If this ruler do not esteem my words, which I have written in my inscription, if he despise my curses, and fear not the curse of God, if he destroy the law which I have given, corrupt my words, change my monument, efface my name, write his name there, or on account of the curses commission others so to do, that man, whether king or ruler, patesi or commoner, no matter what he be, may the great god Anu, the father of the gods, who has ordered my rule, withdraw from him the glory of royalty, break his scepter, curse his destiny. May Bel, the lord who fixeth destiny, whose command cannot be altered, who has made my kingdom great, order a rebellion which his hand cannot control. May he let the wind of the overflow of his inhabitant blow. May he ordain the years of his rule in groaning, years of his scarcity, years of famine, darkness without light, death with seeing eyes be fated to him. May Bel order with his potent mouth the destruction of his city, the dispersion of his subjects, the cutting off of his rule, the removal of his name in memory from the land. May Beli, the great mother, whose command is potent in Ekur, the mistress, who hearkens graciously to my petitions, in the seat of judgment and decision where Bel fixes destiny, turn his affairs evil before Bel, and put the devastation of his land, the destruction of his subjects, the pouring out of his life like water into the mouth of King Bel. May Ea, the great ruler, whose fated decrees come to pass, the thinker of the gods, the omniscient, who maketh long the days of my life, withdraw understanding and wisdom from him, let him to forgetfulness, shut up his rivers at their sources, and not allow corn or sustenance for men to grow in his land. May Shamash, the great judge of heaven and earth, who supporteth all means of livelihood, lord of life courage, shatter his dominion, anew his law, destroy his way, make vain the march of his troops, send him in his visions 40 cases of the uprooting of the foundations of his throne and of the destruction of his land. May the condemnation of Shamash overtake him forthwith. May he be deprived of water above among the living, and his spirit below in the earth. May Sin, the moon god, the lord of heaven, the divine father, whose crescent gives light among the gods, take away the crown and regal throne from him. May he put upon him heavy guilty, great decay, that nothing may be lower than he. May he destine him as fated, days, months, and years of dominion, filled with singing and tears, increase of the burden of dominion, a life that is like unto death. May Adad, the lord of fruitfulness, ruler of heaven and earth, my helper, withhold from him rain from heaven and the flood of water from the springs, destroying his land by famine and want. May he rage mightily over his city, and may his land unto flood hills, heaps of ruined cities. May Zamama, the great warrior, the firstborn son of Ekur, who goeth my right hand, shatter his weapons on the field of battle. Turn day into night for him, and let his full triumph over him. May Ishtar, the goddess of fighting and war, who unfetters my weapons, my gracious protecting spirit, who loveth my dominion, curse his kingdom in her angry heart, in her great wrath change his grace into evil, and shatter his weapons on the place of fighting and war. May she create disorder and sedition for him, strike down his warriors, that the earth may drink their blood, and throw down the piles of corpses of his warriors on the field. May she not grant him a life of mercy, deliver him into the hands of his enemies, and imprison him in the land of his enemies. May Nergal, the might among the gods, whose contest is irresistible, who grants me victory in his great might, burn up his subjects like a slender reed stalk, cut off his limbs with his mighty weapons, and shatter him like an earthen image. May Nintu, the sublime mistress of the lands, the fruitful mother, deny him a son, vouchsafe him no name, give him no successor among men. May Ninkarak, the daughter of Anu, who adjudges grace to me, cause to come upon his members in a cure high fever, severe wounds that cannot be healed, whose nature the physician does not understand, which he cannot treat with dressing, which, like the bite of death, cannot be removed until they have sapped away his life. May he lament the loss of his life power, and may the great gods of heaven and earth, the Anunnaki, altogether inflict a curse and evil upon the confines of the temple, the walls of this Ebaha, the Sun Temple of Sipara. Upon his dominion, his land, his warriors, his subjects and his troops, may Bel curse him with the potent curses of his mouth that cannot be altered, and may they come upon him forthwith.